Welcome back to 3HL. It's Ron Slay, Babs, Don Davenport, and Joe Hunk behind the glass. We're at 5 o'clock. We're coming down. It's 3HL. What else you want, Android users?
Brent Doherty is clearly off. Ron Slay is taking over the building today.
I didn't know if Dawn was trying to talk to me off the air, on the air. She was looking at me, so I just said, screw it. I'm hitting the button.
I love it. I love where we are today.
Oh, man.
So we're going to kick butt today. Yeah, we're going to kick butt.
Case of A. I got
you. Figured out how to restart that phone? You figured out how to restart that phone yet?
No, I didn't. I was actually looking at Michael Jordan, but...
So how about that? Okay, like 5 o'clock, it's headline time, right? We Titans wrapped up their mandatory mini camp today. They were, you know, in the building together today. We saw them on the field the last 2 days. Mike Vrabel was on Buck Rising's show earlier today, and then he also spoke to the media as a whole on today as well, and hit on a lot of things. One of which was third down defense and how it has to be better. And they are confident that it will be better. So that should make Titans
and it will
happy.
Be.
We'll see. Yeah, it better be.
It's got to be.
It can get worse. I'm just saying. So anyway, that's going on. We'll play some of Mike Vrabel's stuff and what he had to say today at some point. But first, I want to talk about Michael Jordan because dude is... legit fisherman. Legit. Michael Jordan catches a dolphin fish in this $3.4 million fishing tournament. This fishing tournament is huge. I have a bunch of people that I used to work with in Wilmington, North Carolina in news that now work and cover this tournament, like work all kind of all over North Carolina. And this is the Big Rock tournament in North Carolina. So it's a big deal in that area and in around there. So Michael Jordan's team is called Catch 23. I know you're shocked at that. Right?
Hey, that was clever.
Reeled in a 25-pound dolphin fish.
That's legit.
Yeah, I got to see what tournament. Is a dolphin fish, though. Is a
dolphin fish?
It's a dolphin.
No, no, it's not like a dolphin like your thing. Like, yeah. No.
Oh my God, that was great.
It's not that kind of a. It is not. Just Google.
Like the Costa Rican monkey. I'm looking at
it. Oh, it looks like it looked like it ran into a wall. It's a fish. It looks like it's ran into a wall.
There you go. That's a great.
It's a horrible way to describe it.
No, that's a decent. That's a decent.
Like, what is it? What happened to his nose?
It's like the pretty colored one.
Kind of like, I got an aquarium. Can he get in there?
We live in Tennessee. No. We live in Tennessee, and you know that we have, like, master fishermen around here, and they are probably listening to us butcher this entire conversation.
So call
thinking,
in.
Are you freaking kidding me, these idiots? Mm-hmm. But anyway, like, the blue-green, the pretty fish, that's the dolphin fish. So, no, it's not a dolphin.
Yeah, I'm seeing now.
I was about to say, you can fish dolphin?
Yeah,
I didn't
maybe
think that
can.
Was a deal.
No, no, maybe, that is not.
Can. That sounds really cruel.
That is
Do
not
Do people
a
eat dolphin?
They eat dolphin fish.
I guess they eat dolphin fish.
Anyway, so all right. Of this to say, Michael Jordan looks good, too.
He did. He lost some weight. Look good, Mike.
Looking good, Mike.
It's probably, I wonder what it was.
Like Mike, I want to be.
Like that commercial. Mike. You listen to that before you go out on the court.
Mm-hmm. I had one of my best games watching Come Fly With Me.
Yeah,
as a pro,
love that.
I was watching in the locker room before the game. Went out and had a career high. Felt like Mike.
Anyway, 25-pound dolphin fish at the Big Rock tournament. That was Mike. That's what he caught today, and he's in the lead now. I think this is like the
a dolphin fish is mahi mahi.
Oh yeah.
See,
yeah.
I told y'all.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at the phone. Look at this. Look at this. I've got to handle this now.
Although, like the mahi mahi that you eat doesn't. Register as in the look of the fish.
Oh,
does that make sense? Because it's the pretty fish, but you don't think
to eat it.
You don't when you eat it. It doesn't look like that.
That's a big boy.
Hey, you know what I'm about to say? We need to stick to sports.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's what we need to do. Stick to
somebody just on Zone TV said, "Tell Babs, please make that dolphin noise again."
No, never again.
See, that's like done. The Costa Rican monkey. You can take over for the Costa Rican monkey. There you go.
Oh, man. That, it's different.
It is different.
Anyway, okay, so remember last year? Well, I didn't remember last year, but apparently he caught a massive, like, 400-pound marlin.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't what they were fishing in that tournament, so he threw it back.
Right.
I think. But so anyway, Michael Jordan is like...
The GOAT.
The GOAT. He's the GOAT at everything. He's mm-hmm. even catching fish.
It's okay to say that.
God, there's 270 different boats competing in this. And as of right now, I think as of right now, right, he's leading.
Yeah.
With that catch.
Right now, yeah. Usually he gets passed up. But, yeah, right now he's on track to doing something great, Mike.
This year's prize is $3.4 million.
Almost enough to help pay for the a part of the boat.
Right.
Yeah.
What is his boat? That's what I want to. Where's the information on what his boat looks
like? That's the
question. Let me see if it has it in here. I know this is great radio. But
yeah, but I will say, Mike does look good, man. Like, Mike, yeah, you know what it could have been? Mike was wearing still 1997, 98 like clothes, which probably could have hurt Mike's physique. Because Mike, we expect Mike to be Michael Jordan at all times.
Well, there was a lot of people that were worried about him in watching him in that series.
Yeah, the yellow eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't number bourbon. That's all.
What is that? What bourbon, bourbon does?
Oh yeah, that's, yeah. He was Mike was getting fried.
He was He had a lot to drink. You could if you watch the series, you can figure out. Yeah, watch the cup as it gets
And watch his ass.
Less and less alcohol and throughout the series.
The more
my eyes don't turn yellow when I drink bourbon.
Oh no, Mike look different. Mike look different.
Do your eyes turn yellow?
No, they don't turn yellow, but they turn mine will turn. The next morning, mine will be reddish.
Oh, mine will be red.
Yeah, Mike's just turning yellow.
Bloodshot.
Yeah,
by the end of that series, I'm shocked he didn't go to Taco Bell with as much as he drank.
Mike was getting it in. He was getting it in. You could tell.
Mm. Yeah. Did we have 5 million people calling to tell us that it's Mahi Mahi?
I think one person's words were, tell those morons on the air that it's Mahi Mahi.
Thanks.
And I was like, that was me. And I said, that's my bad.
Yeah, that's all good.
Let's go to Mike. Mike in Nashville, talk to us, Mike.
Hey guys, good job. It's named and called a Dorado. Caught him in Cabo San Lucas. Beautiful fish. Tough
it's
bite.
Really pretty, but it's not like you wouldn't think that it was that fish when you eat mahi mahi, right?
Dorado. Yeah, caught him in Cabo San Lucas. Okay. Beautiful fish. Great to eat.
There you go. 25-pounder would be nice, huh?
Yeah, I caught one about 20 pounds. So, yeah, great catch.
Nice.
Love y'all's show.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening,
okay,
bro.
Keep rocking.
Thank you.
Keep rocking y'all. In the free world. Love you too, brother.
Huh. There you go. Yeah, I told you, there's a lot of fishermen in Middle Tennessee, and all of them are like these
Dorado.
Absolute idiots.
You know what now? Dorado.
Hey.
There's a lady that just called in that I accidentally hung up on. I'm sorry. Yes, it's Mahi Mahi.
Okay.
Honk, you're going to get in trouble.
I was trying to hang up one in, and it hung up another, so I just want to apologize to her because she's... Trouble, yeah.
Tell her you're sorry. Was she nice? Yeah, if she was mean, then we're not sorry.
I think she's actually calling back right now.
Okay.
She loves I'm in the building.
See?
Oh, she's okay.
Let her on the line.
We'll give her a pass. All right, we can take a quick break. We'll continue this. Hey, we'll hear from Mike Vrabel from earlier today and kind of wrap up the show talking some Titans, but also a story about Lamar Jackson and this new step in the NFL, and we've seen it in colleges too, at limiting what the media is allowed to see, video, talk about, all of the above. We're going to talk about that after the break right here on 3HL 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back, 3HL, 104.5 The Zone, Dawn Davenport, Ron Slay, Joe Hunk behind the glass. It's time for another dad's giveaway we got going on here. This is a fun one, too. I told you, 5:15, Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Since Dad's Week on 104.5 The Zone. Don't call yet. Dad's Week on 104.5 The Zone. We're giving you a chance to win dad tickets to all these events and concerts and you name it. And so right now it is a 3-day general admission ticket package for the inaugural Big Machine Music City Grand Prix because it hits the streets of Nashville August 6th through the 8th. So go ahead right now, caller number 5, call Joe Hunk, 615-737-1045. Lines are open for you.
Go, people.
Caller number 5 to Joe Hunk. By the way, this is a complete weekend festival. So they've got concerts. There's 5 or 6 concerts going on. They got 4 different races over 3 days. And when I say concerts, you know, it's Alan Jackson and Brooks and Dunn are included, Justin Moore. These are just a couple here. Yeah, I mean, this is Nashville. We just do it right. Yeah. And then, of course, the IndyCar race, which we have talked about off the, this is going to be such a cool event here in Nashville, August 6th through the 8th. They've got this big fan zone going on, a kids area, and a pair of 3-day, every single day general admission tickets have a value of over $240. So if you want any details about it, if you want to go ahead and buy your own tickets just in case you you know, don't win enough for Dad, musiccitygp.com.
That is a lot going
on. The website.
That's a lot in a weekend.
It's going to be fun.
That's fun.
You
right
need
there.
To take, you need Lil to take Ron. Little Ron.
Yeah, I will. He might see Dad in the pace car.
Oh,
I would love to.
I'm like, are you just speaking this into existence?
I try to do that.
You're trying. Yep,
that
trying
or wave the green flag.
Do you know what we did speak into existence? And he's busy right now. But, and real quick, we're going to have Jason Swain on from the Swain event in Knoxville to talk about the College World Series and Tennessee and baseball in about 7 or 8 minutes. So we'll have Swain on then. But we did speak this into existence. Joe Hunk has a baseball podcast now.
Yeah, sure does.
Yes, and he's busy. Hunk. He's getting all this information from the winners who had called for our good old giveaway. But do you remember on Monday he was talking baseball? He was all in.
Yep.
And I was like, you know, you need a baseball podcast. Like, that's what we got to get you a baseball podcast. Make it happen. Sure enough, he comes in yesterday. He's like, hey, I have a baseball podcast coming up. So tell us about it. I'm like, we just spoke this into existence. This is how powerful 3HL is on a Monday.
It is starting tonight at 9 p.m. We're going to be breaking down the College World Series, getting you ready for that. It's going to be on all of our social media feeds. So make sure that you follow those. You'll be able to interact and talk and all of that. We'll be doing College World Series. I have a Major League Baseball conspiracy theory because I'm a conspiracy theory guy.
Yes, you are.
And so I have that we're going to talk about as well when it comes to these baseballs that everybody's talking. So it's going to be 9 o'clock tonight.
All right.
Yes, and so it's Dawn speaking it into existence.
See, I'm all about speaking things into existence.
Yeah, I like it, Babs. That's what I'm talking about.
It works.
The thing, I got to listen to this tonight, Hunk, because I can't wait to hear about this. The scandals that go on in baseball, man. If this would have happened in basketball or football or anything else, that you can't put stuff on the ball.
No. Well, and you have, like, I put stuff
but
on the baseball.
Everybody has forever.
Really? That was That's my cheap. Job. Well, see, when you get a baseball.
I mean, I don't know.
Everybody does it.
That's what I'm asking. I don't know.
Like, okay, so, like, when you get a brand new basketball, is it slick or is it sticky?
No, it's slick.
Okay, and you got it. You have to. You want it to be sticky, right? Or do you want it to be slick?
No, I want it to be.
So you gotta, want it worn
to be
in.
Broke in.
You,
got,
you want it to be broke in, so the coach can put some like leather stuff on it and all that to kind of break it in. That's the same thing with baseballs. Is when you get those, we call them pearls for a reason. You get them a baseball, and they're totally slick when you first grab them, and you have to put this mud substance on it to kind of dirty it up and to give you the ability to grab the baseball.
But,
and so now that you take the sticky stuff off. Like Tyler Glass now, who's now going on like the 60-day IL, he now is having to hold the baseball tighter than what he used to, and it's causing his arm muscles that normally were not being used to now get injured.
Oh, boo-hoo.
So my thing is...
I know. And he's not the only one. Same thing happened with Jacob DeGrom last night.
Yeah, but I have an event. I have the opportunity before the game starts to go and check the balls. That's why when you see NBA guys and the referees going out there for the jump ball, guys tossing the ball around each other, like, let me see that ball. So they get the feel of it. No, this ain't a good ball. We need one more broke in, so we go get another ball. Why don't baseball do that?
They've got
football does the same thing, though. You see them tossing the ball around, like, this ball ain't good. Let me get another
one. It was my job when I was in college, because I was a catcher, was to...
Were you the deflate guy?
No, I was not the deflate guy. I was the guy that did help muddy up the baseballs, though, because you would use a brand new box every single game, and there was this substance that you bought that was not like Spider Tech and all that, that you put on the baseball, and then you throw it to your pitcher, and your pitcher will hold on to it, play with it, throw the baseball around a little bit, and be like, no, we need some more on it, and you would give it back.
Babs, did you have that problem
Crisco,
in volleyball?
Crisco, Vegasil.
I'm throwing everything I can at them, Skipper.
Put a little jalapeno in there, get the snot running. You put snot on the baseball?
I do everything I can because I'm not young and I can't throw it like you can.
See? And we kind of butchered it, but Major League, yeah. Ron Slade.
We literally can recite the whole movie, yes. Kind of, not verbatim, but pretty well.
I like that. But did you do it with volleyball? Did y'all do anything like this?
No, but you would go through and want your.
That's what I'm saying.
And, like, it was different at the collegiate level because everything's pretty standardized and all of that. But when you're talking about like club tournaments and stuff like that, you don't want, like, I would hate the harder pumped up balls.
Right.
Especially as a defensive specialist, mm-hmm. like I want those softballs that, you know, a little bit easier on the arms.
Didn't you, when you're playing basketball, like the referee will go and grab the ball and he'll slam it on the ground for a second and he'll be like, nah, man, let's not use this one. Let's go. Yeah, it's.
But that's what we get to check. The players get to check it.
Well,
we get to pick the ball.
The umpires check it, but it's not the baseball. Normally it's on your hat and stuff like that.
So you're basically saying
it's okay
that
to
it's. I was just going to say. No. You're explaining cheating in baseball.
Yes, in baseball terms.
Basically, if you listen to Trevor Bauer, he said something the other day that was I need to know what rules in Major League Baseball we are enforcing. Not what rules in Major League Baseball we're making, it's what we are enforcing.
That's foolish.
Because he's like, look, for the longest time, this hasn't been enforced. So are we now enforcing it? Because now we need to know this, and pitchers are upset because they're saying, look, you gave us literally 5 days to literally change everything we've done our entire life.
So why are we mad at the Astros? Because they got caught?
Oh, that's a whole different
ballgame.
I just finished
that's
that book.
That's like a not everybody is doing it, right?
Yeah,
that's
but no one should be doing it.
That is part of my conspiracy theory that you can hear tonight on the Strike Zone at 9 o'clock.
Good
boom.
Plug, huh? There you go.
Crazy.
I don't understand it, man. Like, how do you? So it's not cheating if you don't get caught. That's what I'm.
No, that's a total jump from our conversation. It's not cheating if everybody does it.
That too. Do you think that's right?
No.
Okay. How would you run your program?
To win.
that is so Coach K-ish.
I just need to ask. Would your wife get upset if your jersey got torn off? Would your wife get upset?
If my jersey got torn?
Yeah.
No.
Jose Altuve said that. And it was a lie. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because he had the what's the name under his jersey, right?
How would you run your program? To win.
I agree.
Speaking of winners, Jason Swain joins us from the Swain event in Knoxville for our weekly appearance. Hi, Swain. How are you?
I want to know what Swain think about that.
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Swain event. Were you listening to us the last couple of minutes right here before we put you on?
No, I just got on.
Okay, well, let me fill you in, Swain.
Slay, like, developed a conscience in his older age or something.
I just want to know, man. Swain, for you. Is it okay to cheat if you don't get caught?
No, it's not okay.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. So then this baseball, whatever they got going on.
Unless it's an SEC, we're talking about recruiting.
No.
Swear. There's a perfect example.
Yes. No, it's not perfect.
Okay, there you go. There's
explain.
No,
explain
no.
It.
Is it okay to cheat if that's what everybody else is doing?
Are we talking SEC recruiting, guys?
Yes. We're not, but yeah. That's
yeah,
what you
yeah,
think
it's okay.
Of. See?
Yeah, it's okay.
I feel different about that, though, when it's put to me in those terms.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
just saying baseball.
You ain't going to feel different about it when you're in the bottom of the cellar of college football because everybody else is doing it. Anyway.
Pretty much.
All right, Swain. Hey. Let's talk baseball and college baseball because the season is still going on for the Tennessee Vols. First, I want to start with this. So there's pictures out there of the teams arriving in Omaha. There's been some talk about how the teams are dressed in their arrival in Omaha. Vandy boys showed up in suits and ties, top to bottom, very business trip-like. Arizona showed up in all matching polos, so everybody kind of had on the same thing. Vols showed up in, T-shirts and collared shirts, whatever they wanted. Everybody had on something different, no uniformity at all. People are talking about this and saying that Vandy looks at this as a business trip and nobody else does. What's your thought on that?
Oh, boy. it don't matter. Every game during my time in Tennessee, we had to get dressed with a vol walk. And we walked from the complex down to the stadium in dress shoes, then we went to go play a football game in the SEC. And it made no sense to me because you want to be comfortable. You can be comfortable and not be, out of bounds. And I just think it's important when you're traveling to be comfortable. And so, hey, if Vanderbilt wants to put their guys in suits, that's great. If Arizona wants to put their guys in polos, that's great. And that's, if it works for them, it works for them. But I don't think it really means anything based on how you dress. Now, this baseball team, they've shown that, they play together.
They're different.
They're different. They're not selfish. And usually you have, that element of individuality when you let guys just do what they want. Because it's always one, two guys that's going to, stretch the limits and do something crazy to embarrass everybody. But this team is close. And so I just think people are trying to overreact and overanalyze and trying to find ways to, make it seem like it matters. I'm telling you right now, it does not matter one bit. So that's one thing. It just didn't matter in football. It doesn't matter what you come to the stadium dressed in. It doesn't matter at all.
Well, you know what, Swain, talking about this baseball thing, and I'm going to leave it alone for right now. I'm going to leave it alone, and I'm going to focus on the Vols. How big would it be for the Vols to get to the finals and play? I know we got to get through Virginia and then maybe beat the other UT if they advance, and the baby brother UT if they advance, and then hopefully get to see Vandy. How big would it be for just a final? We're not even talking about winning it right away, but a final between Tennessee and Vanderbilt.
I think it'd be cool just for the state of Tennessee. And Tony Vitello said it. It's only one state that's represented there with two different teams. And, baseball is good in Tennessee. I think it would be awesome to see two SEC teams who are rivals, play for a national championship, kind of like Alabama and LSU when they did a couple of years ago. And then Alabama and Georgia, they did a couple of years ago. I think it'd be great for the league. It'll be great for SEC fans, Vanderbilt fans, Tennessee fans. I don't think getting to the championship game is enough. We're one of eight teams. I talked to Chris Burke, and I asked him, I was like, hey, man, what's our chances? How are we looking? And Tennessee, he says, it's us, it's Vanderbilt, it's Texas. We're the three best teams there. So I'm like, well, let's go just win the whole damn thing. Let's go do it.
I like that.
Why not?
Also a quote from Major League, by the way. Only one thing left to do.
Let's not finish that quote.
Win the whole damn thing.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with
that. All right, Swain, what's the feeling and the talk? Obviously, here in Nashville, we saw it. We saw the pictures. We saw the video. We saw, the atmosphere there in Knoxville. But what is the talk and the feeling now that the team is headed to Omaha there in Knoxville?
Omaha!
Man, it's unlike anything I've ever seen. Being here in Tennessee, this baseball team, they haven't been in this position since 2005. I was playing at that time, and I think a lot of it is, there's been a letdown with football, kind of a letdown with basketball compared to the expectations, and fans have just gravitated towards this baseball team. Because they're winning in the way they're winning. Listen to have fun. They don't care about your feelings. They're gonna respect the game, but it's like, at the same time, they're gonna have fun. And people can identify with this baseball team. So I can't even,
describe it. I will tell you that I went to the block party on Saturday, and I took my kids, and it just started dumping rain. And, like, no one left. Everyone was, like, still sitting there. Everyone was still jacked up. And, I mean, the atmosphere was crazy. It reminded me, like, of a Vol walk during, you know, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, in a night game. It was crazy. It was unheard of. I've never seen anything like it.
Guess what, Swain? This is what I want to know. People gearing up to go to Omaha. The teams have arrived. Are you hearing that buzz as far as people figuring out how to get tickets? And you know how it is for football games. Like, man, we got to get there. Everybody mounting up and we riding out. Is that the same thing going on with baseball right now? People mounting up and getting ready to go to Omaha to cheer this Vol team on?
Hey, man, they mounting up like a Warren G regulated music video, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I love it.
When you look at the other teams, you know, that's playing in the World Series, you know, Arizona, that's far from Omaha. Texas is 13 hours or so. Mm-hmm. You know, every team has to travel a very, very long way. Right. You know, Virginia is farther, you know, than us. So you better believe that Tennessee fans are going to show up and show out. You're going to look at Tennessee bowl game and the Tax Slayer Bowl and some of the other bowls that, you know, it wasn't like it was a New Year's Six Bowl. Right. But Tennessee showed up. And always showed out. This is why Tennessee bowl sites want Tennessee in their bowl game, because they know fans are going to show up. And so there's not anything different here, man. I expect Tennessee to dominate as far as attendance and Tennessee fans to show up. And I'll be looking forward to seeing a lot of orange. The only thing that stinks is that Virginia orange is going to be mixing in there. And it's going to make it look all nasty looking. But it's going to be cool to see. Oh, yeah, it's a different shade. And he got that doo-doo orange that Texas got.
Man, that boo,
I was
going to
say,
I mean,
that burnt
boo, boo,
orange,
burnt
though.
Boo, boo, burnt orange. Boo, burnt orange.
Oh, you guys, you VFLs.
Toilet water.
Man.
Toilet water orange.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Surrounded by VFLs. What a great way to end the Thursday here. All right, Jason Swain at Swain Event on Twitter. Make sure that you catch his show, The Swain Event, as well. Thanks, Swain. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Swain.
See y'all. Y'all have a good one.
No All doubt, right, bro. You do. There you go. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch and see what happens. And there's a lot of talk that Tennessee and that baseball team is built to make a run and have some success in Omaha. Yes, and you can check out Hunk
will be talking about it tonight, along with the cheating that goes on in baseball, because everybody else does it.
I was told that I need to keep it at a 30-minute podcast. I can't promise that.
Oh, Lord have mercy. There you go. All right, we're going to hit that Lamar Jackson news coming up after the break. Stay with us. Welcome back. I got a funny story about this song. So this is my jam, right?
You like this, Israel?
Love it. Okay, love it. Can sing every single word.
On two
Probably like
Lewis.
4 years ago,
uh-oh,
our Christmas party for the station. Like, this is at the end of the Christmas party, right? And some people go out to do karaoke.
I like where this is going.
I can't believe I'm even talking about this.
I
but
like this.
So Brent was there. Mm-hmm. Brent and his sweet wife, Kelly. And so we all go out to do karaoke. Brent's like, "You, Warren G, go.
Yeah.
Got to."
Yeah.
I may or may not have had a glass or two or bottle or two of wine that night.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I march my happy little butt up on that stage to do a little Warren G Regulators karaoke. Listen to that song.
Yeah.
Listen to the background. Listen to the beat. There's like nothing in the song, if you get lost, for you to like
get back. Yeah.
Because it's just a flat out beat.
Yep.
It's the same flat out beat the entire time.
Yep.
So I basically sat up there and froze and just like stood there. And Mr. Babs was not Mr. Babs at that point, but Mr. Babs like came up there and was like trying to help me and like make it look better. Oh, it was a debacle. And right. Brent was like, "This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life."
And not that song, Babs. Out of all songs,
out of all
that's
those
so easy.
Songs,
like everybody knows that one.
That song is so hard when the words are not on it.
Yeah.
And you never would think, because I could sit here and sing that entire song for you. Yeah. I say sing, rap that entire yeah. song for you and not miss a word, a beat, nothing mm-hmm. right now. But if you get up there and there's people watching you and you have consumed a glass of wine or so and you're a little slower than normal and you get lost, you're done. You're just toast.
Have you ever heard of the SEC Media Days karaoke sessions?
Yes.
No.
They are epic.
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. When SEC Media Days is in Birmingham, yep. it is it's the last night. Everybody goes to this small karaoke bar that's around the Galleria in Hoover. Uh-huh. Karaoke all night long. I say that to say this year it is in Birmingham.
Again, it's back, baby.
It's back in Birmingham. So, Slay,
you're for the media?
This is SEC okay, Media Days.
But here's the problem. We always leave right after our show, so we're not there for the last night.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
Because it's an easy drive back home.
And the SEC Media Days ends before the show starts on Thursday.
Correct.
Ooh, I'd set it off.
Yep.
Oh, come on, though.
So what would you sing?
Anything they put up there.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, no, we're about to have a 3HL karaoke night out there.
See? Yeah, I'm with that. Yeah,
see what I'm saying?
Hunk, I know you would sing.
I never have done it, but I would.
What?
Oh.
I've never done karaoke. You, Hunk. Never done karaoke.
That don't even sound right.
I don't.
Mayor would definitely do it. Babs, you would definitely do it.
I would do it.
I wouldn't do Regulators again.
You might have to redeem yourself. No, you got to redeem yourself, Babs. That's the one you got to tackle.
Maybe I would do it totally. You got to tackle that.
No, but no,
that's not even fun.
That's not even karaoke. That's not what karaoke is.
Look, I already missed out on the first fun night that we all were supposed to have together because I ran out of gas. So I need a redemption night here. I need a redemption night. Let's do 3HL karaoke. Throw it up on the 3HL. Put it go live on Twitter.
No. I was going to say that there needs to be no video evidence.
Yeah, we can't, because it might be a little too wild.
Yeah. Just like Lamar Jackson, there's no video evidence of him throwing.
We don't want to see him. Yeah.
You cannot see any video of him completing passes.
Onto the people's feet.
Exactly, because that's now the Ravens' policy, by the way. Mm-hmm. According to Jameson Hensley, who's the ESPN report, the Ravens not allowing media to film Lamar Jackson throwing the football.
Smart.
This is a real thing. What do you mean smart? That's this smart. Is bunk.
No, it's bunk for us, but smart yeah. for him. Because you know what we would have did to him in the media? If we would have saw him doing those Cam Newton passes.
Exactly what we did to Cam Newton on Monday.
Exactly.
This is exactly what people are already thinking when it comes
right?
to him.
Even more so. Exactly. Exactly right. So
I have such an issue with this, though. And here's the deal. So when I worked in Richmond, Virginia, I covered the Redskins, and they were awful to the mm-hmm. media, especially media that was outside of their city that came and covered, like Richmond, when we would go and cover. They treated us so poorly. It was bad. And so then I got here to Tennessee, and it was the Fish Days, Coach Fisher, who was like, come on in, film whatever you want, talk to whoever you want, whatever. I will protect my players. I'm a player's coach, but you can do whatever you want, right. you know, and Coach Mack and then later Munch, you know, Munchak was like, do whatever you please, you know, yeah. It was just wide open. You could do anything. And then slowly but surely access started to get cut off over there. From the Titans and we're where we are now, where access is pretty limited, if you ask me. But that
no love.
That specific on Lamar Jackson, that's yeah. bonk.
That yeah. So maybe you can go record other drills. Just don't point the camera at Lamar.
You won't be recording our karaoke either.
No, you will not
be.
Let's plan that. Make it happen.
That's gonna be fun. So the people that get to be in the building will it's gonna be exclusive.
Slay, I want your karaoke tomorrow. I need you to call your shot on what karaoke song you would pick.
All right, I got you. I get deep. I get deep in there.
And this is the one you're going to have to sing first at the karaoke
that's
night.
That's cool. Cool.
Yeah. Mayor's going to come back and be like, what in yeah. the heck have y'all done yeah, while I'm gone? Yeah,
we're getting them signed up.
We're on it now.
Yep.
All right, there you go. That's 3HL, at least this portion of 3HL. You got the bonus hour.
It's the after party.
It's the after party of 3HL. Yeah. You've got that coming up.
Brent likes that, right? Stay tuned to the after party.
There you go. Thanks for joining us today. Dawn Davenport, Ron Slay, Joe Hunk. We are out.
We're gone.